last but not least, 966. This is a first reading.
Authorize $30 million of revenue bonds for North McAdam Urban Renewal Area.
Colleagues, this proposed ordinance authorizes the issuance of up to $30 million in revenue bonds to finance infrastructure and economic development projects within the North McAdam Urban Renewal Area. The financing authorization will allow Prosper Portland to execute projects under the North McAdam Urban Renewal Area Plan as opportunities avail themselves. And we have staff here who can address this. Hello. You're not the staff on my list. That's why I'm just kidding. Oh, you know what? Here I do. I have a stick-em. Stand by. Update. Matt Gerach is here. Hello.
Yeah, Matt Gerach.
Gerach. Thanks, yeah, Gerach. Matt. How are you doing today?
Thanks. Good. Debt manager. Wasn't anticipating being able to join, but I was able to join last minute. And I'm accompanied by...
Tony Barnes, finance manager at Prosper Portland.
Hey, Tony. It's good to see you.
So, yeah, just to summarize the authorization, the proposed revenue bonds will initially be structured as one or more lines of credit, which will be refinanced with long-term tax increment revenue bonds at a later date or potentially repaid by future tax increment revenues. The initial line of credit will be secured by tax increment revenues of the North McAdam Urban Renewal Area. However, the city's full faith and credit may be offered as security on the interim financing of the infrastructure projects in order to decrease interest costs. Projects within the North McAdam Urban Renewal Area will focus on economic development consistent with the Urban Renewal Area Plan.
Commissioner Hardesty has a question.
Excuse me.
Yes.
What basis do you say issuing the bonds will decrease interest costs? What is that based on?
Well, issuing the line of credit initially will decrease interest costs rather than issuing the long-term bonds initially. So with the line of credit, we're able to draw down the principal amount over time. So the interest calculation is essentially going to be on a smaller basis for what you're paying interest on versus with the bonds, you're essentially borrowing all the money up front, and those monies will be reinvested at in our investment fund. So typically short-term rates that we invest at are lower than what the borrowing rate is, which are long-term rates. So it makes sense for when you have project uncertainty to use a line of credit.
So I appreciate you attempting to answer my questions before this hearing. I'm still not clear as to why we would allow the $30 million line of credit when you don't have projects specifically that you are going, that you have identified.
Oh, I see.
That funding will be used for.
I see.
So I still haven't been able to connect those dots based on the information that you've provided.
Okay, so the debt will not actually exist until we draw it, and we won't be able to draw on the line of credit until those projects are actually approved within the budget process.
And does that limit our ability to do bonding in other areas of the city of Portland if you have tied up the $30 million for projects that you don't know yet what they look like? I mean, so if I wanted to do a bond, is that going to be a problem because we're at our maximum indebtedness amount?
No, that's specific just to that urban renewal area. So that really won't affect any of the other types of borrowings that we do.
I tell you, this is fascinating to me, and I really appreciate your patience in actually unpacking this for me because, you know, I don't just give away $30 million every day, so I have to know what's going on with it. So thank you.
Please continue.
Okay. So I mentioned that the projects will, we won't be able to draw on the line of credit until those projects have been budgeted for as part of the annual budget process or one of the fall or spring supplemental budget processes. And then also within that $30 million, a portion of that will actually be dedicated to a debt service reserve fund on a future long-term bond issue. So, $30 million won't be technically being used 100% for the projects. It'll be used to fund a debt service reserve fund that helps the marketability of the long-term bond issue when we sell those in the open market.
I feel like I need a bond 101 class, right?
Yeah, it's not the more straightforward stuff.
Maybe
yeah.
Bonding for idiots or something, right? it's really important for us to be able to see a big picture of this, right?
Yeah.
Prosper comes in and they want $30 million, and then transportation comes in and they're talking about something else, right? So I would love the opportunity to schedule something like that for my office
because
I think it's really critical that we understand the big picture and not just the narrow focus that we have today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We already have existing lines of credit for these urban renewal areas, and those are up for expiration, so we typically will roll those over and renew them. So this authorization will be utilized as part of that rollover process, which is scheduled to occur in this December.
Did you have another question? Commissioner?
No. Very good. Any public testimony?
No one else signed up.
All right, well then I'll just end on this note. First of all, I'm actually really pleased that Commissioner Hardesty just asked to learn more about bonding, because I happen to think that bonding is one of the most exciting things ever. And there's a tremendous, as they say, there's gold in them thar hills. And understanding it, the nuances of it is really important, and very few people actually take the time to do it. So I appreciate your proactive attitude. Thank you, gentlemen, for a good presentation. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. We're adjourned till 2 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.